Last year, the Tesoro Company held town meetings in eastern Summit County on its proposed Uinta Express Pipeline, a 12-inch diameter line running 135 miles from the Uinta Basin to refineries in Salt Lake. After talks with Summit County, the company agreed to look at an alignment that would take the line out of the middle of the Camas Valley, where it would have been in proximity to the Weber River. Last January, the company announced they would conduct an internal review to determine where the pipeline and its load of waxy crude fit in their portfolio. According to an email statement Friday, the review came at the same time as unfavorable market conditions and a downturn added uncertainties to the economics of the pipeline. Therefore, Tesoro said it has decided not to advance the project beyond its current stage. County Council Chair Kim Carson said they got word Friday morning that the pipeline has been put on permanent hold.
So we were glad to hear that. It's what we suspected when they decided to go back and study the pipeline in the context of the current economic conditions with the price of oil. And so we're pleased that they've decided to put it on permanent hold, although I'm not sure what permanent hold means. They did state in the letter that there is the possibility that they will reopen the project at some point in the future if the economic picture changes. So I don't think we can totally let our guard down, but regardless, I think we had a good process with Tesoro, and now we have a very solid, legally defendable ordinance on the books to help protect our waters and our soils in the case of another project in the future.
In the statement, company spokeswoman Cindy Gubler said they did a lot of great work on the environmental and engineering reviews. They commended the hard work of stakeholders and the community awareness and said they might consider moving ahead in the future. The company said Utah is an important area for them. They have made several investments here and look forward to being around a lot longer. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.